You might say to somebody walking up to your property, watch out, you might get...
Yeah.
Sorry? Might get one?
Yeah.
I mean by the dog. You might get...
Yeah.
And if you're walking across the pasture, you better watch out for the angry. I'd better too. And the animal that gives the milk is the
cow.
And if you have an ox and you have another ox and you put them together, you had
a ox team.
And you ever refer to that as a yoke? Did you say yoke? Yoke?
Yoke, team, yoke.
And suppose you had four of these animals. How would you say? I have two.
Two yokes.
Alright. And two yokes would be how many? It'd be
four.
Four what? Four.
Oxen.
I got all these things I wanted that way. Now the baby cow is called a
calf,
and at a certain time you're expecting in the farmyard, you might say the cow is going to
refresh.
And would you say anything else there besides be fresh? I mean, another word for that would it usually always be
a calf.
Would you say freshen, or usually be
freshen?
She's going to freshen. Or she's going to be fresh, either one, probably.
Mm-hmm.
And the animal that you'd ride before we had cars.
Horse.
And you might say that, I might say that I have never a horse. I have never
rode a horse.
Actually, I have, but I'm apt to what? If I should ride a horse, I'd be very apt to
fall off, maybe.
You're right. And a male horse is called a
stepped horse, yeah.
Okay, your horse. On the horse's feet. They protect them, they put, what?
Shoes?
The whole word together might be horseshoes. Would you say horseshoes?
Horseshoes, shod.
And you ever play a game with these things?
Yes.
What are they
horseshoe.
Called?
Horseshoe.
And the shoes are put on the horses, the part of the horse you put the shoes on. And the horse has four
feet.
Oh, and on the 4 feet are four.
Shoes.
And
hoofs.
All right. And the male sheep, big old male sheep, is called a
buck.
And the female
doe.
And you raise sheep for its. And the any ways of distinguishing the different kinds of hogs by sex or by size or anything like that? I mean, you have the male and female hog size. You have words for these around here? How about
stock hog? Boar?
And then the general term for male and female, old and young all together, that would be just hogs.
Hogs.
And they have long, sometimes.
Tuss.
And on the back of the neck they have stiff
bristles.